I'm here to remind you that the very thing that was so right that got you started is going to turn into a feeling of insecurity, of not right, of I don't know, of maybe this is wrong. And this is where you got to dig deep and say, I remember why I started, and I have to dig into my faith muscle and just keep going. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of Light Pink, best-selling author, three-time fitness world champion, and I'm a crazy multi-passionate entrepreneur. My journey has taken me everywhere from being a broke waitress, barista, retail associate, and personal trainer with massive anxiety and no belief in myself to later becoming a multimillionaire in love with my life. In 2007, my husband and I lost everything. We found ourselves hundreds of thousands of dollars in debt at rock bottom. We had no ideas and I had no education to fall back on. This is when I found personal development and learned everything I could about business. Not by choice, but because I realized no one was coming to save me. The conversations on this podcast are going to let you know that you're not alone and that we all feel like we don't know what we're doing. We're going to give you the tools to help you face your fears, take action, start your business, and grow those massive dreams that are keeping you up at night. It's time to create a life that you can't hide from and put so much on the line that your higher self is forced to come out. You're going to stop waiting for someone to approve of you and you're going to anoint yourself. Because I'm obsessed about building businesses that give women a platform, I want to feature you. So if you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363, you can get your questions answered on our Q&A segment along with a shout out. And if you rate, review, and subscribe to this podcast, we're choosing someone every month to get coached and featured on our show. It just might be you. So let's get started. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. And it's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. And I just want to say thank you so much for all of the awesome just love and feedback that you have given me about just the refresh and the rebrand and all of the things. I know that it was like so insane how the universe sometimes will just have people say, oh, but I'm so attached to the old one right before you launch the new one. And I'm so grateful for them. I'm so grateful that they were attached to the old one, that you guys were attached to the old intro. And I know it seems so like maybe shallow to be even talking about. Some of you are like, what the heck? It's just like a rebrand. But you do get really attached and worried about what are people going to think when you refresh something. And I'm actually going through this again with Light Pink right now because we have an opportunity before we launched to make sure that everything is dialed in. And that goes to the messaging, the branding. Now that we've been out for a while, we know who our woman is. We know who our girl is. We know what we want to look like, feel like. We know the experience that we want to give. And I think it's so important to remember that attachment actually keeps you in one spot. So, you know, it's the beautiful lesson about what are we attached to? Because that's probably what's keeping us from our happiness, right? Like that thinking that you need something or it has to stay a certain way. Like life is so ever changing. That's the only thing that's certain is change, right? And can we change with what our gut is telling us, with what the world is doing, with what the consumer is doing? So I'm right back at that place again, right after the rebrand of knowing, hey, you have to really think about what is the experience that you want and does the branding align with that messaging? And that's where I'm at right now. So I'm so excited about it. It's an opportunity. So whenever we see something scary, we can say, where's the opportunity here? And I want to take a minute just to remind you of following your gut. It is so easy to look at the world around you or to listen to other people, especially if they are mentors or someone you kind of, you know, look up to or somebody like that, right? And we can get really, really caught up in other messaging and what other people are doing. Oh, that works for her. Oh, that looks so good. And we forget that there's something in our gut that is guiding us. And we forget how to translate what our gut is saying. So, you know, I was on a run with my friend Lindsay Schwartz yesterday. And I told her, I said, I am in Death Valley right now. Now, it's not because I moved to Arizona and it's getting real freaking hot here, but that's probably where the analogy partially felt like it popped up from. But I'm in Death Valley. If you guys have been listening to my podcast, I kind of talk about this, and it's the middle point, right? It's the middle point before you get to the result that you are desiring in your business, in your life, or that thing that you are launching. It's that point where all you want to do is turn back. It's hot. You didn't bring water. You're not equipped for this transition. You don't know what to expect, and you couldn't have been equipped for it because you don't know what is going to occur in the middle point. You don't know what to expect, right? You don't know what to expect on the journey, so you don't even know how to pack. So that's the place that I am in right now of, you know, something that I'm doing is I have some changes to make with Light Pink right now before we launch, and I'm clear on it. I'm very, very clear that some things need to change. Not big things. You may not even feel it that much to you, the consumer. But to me, there's just some brand alignment and some messaging and some things that I'm so clear on in my gut that need to switch out real quick before, I say real quick, before launch, which is coming up in June. And I'm in the middle right now. I'm not to the result that I want at all. I don't know if I'm going to land on it. And because I'm not finding the results that I want right away, right? We know it takes time. Because I'm not getting the result that I want, I'm not getting the clear, like super clear messaging that I'm looking for, super clear brand alignment that I'm looking for, I feel like maybe I should just turn back. Maybe I shouldn't do it. It doesn't feel right. Even though my gut was telling me, because I can't find the thing that I'm trying to land on right away, and I'm not super clear on it, and it's just not happening the way that I want it to, then maybe I should just go back. And that's the middle point. It's like that you're halfway there, but you can't see the end, and you don't realize that you're halfway there. So you're just somewhere in the middle, and it seems so much easier and safer to just go back so that you don't disappoint people or you don't get it wrong. Except when I think of that, my gut screams at me and it's like, why would you? I told you to just start. I told you you can't stay here, and you know that. And you started out on the journey and now you're so far in, but you feel like you can't see the end. So you're just going to turn around. That's where I'm at right now. And here's what I know. Here's what I want you guys to put yourself through the test of if you're in Death Valley with me right in the middle where you can't see the end. You're now not sure if it's right, even though your gut that felt so right got you started. It's like when things start getting hard or things aren't clear, or they're not panning out the way that you want, it's easier to turn around and say, well, maybe this is safe. Maybe it was wrong, because if it should work, it would just be working out, right? Like I thought that, you know, God's got my back and all of these things. We start to question our faith. We start to question the very thing that we know was certain, because our feelings, which we know are just visitors, they are not who we are and they are not the end result, because our feelings are taking over in our mind and they're starting to make us feel disillusioned. They're starting to make us hallucinate. They're starting to make us feel like we did the wrong thing. And I'm here to remind you that the very thing that was so right that got you started is going to turn into a feeling of insecurity, of not right, of I don't know, of maybe this is wrong. And this is where you got to dig deep and say, I remember why I started, and I have to dig into my faith muscle and just keep going. Maybe I need to ask more questions. Not maybe. I need to ask more questions. I need to shake more trees. I need to ask more people who have been here. I need to read more books. I need to do more research. I need to dig in. I need to dig deeper. I will find it. It will happen. I trust that it will. I trust that this very clear, accurate feeling that got me started is also going to guide me and get me through. I need to pray more. I need to lean in. You guys, the very thing that is so right is going to feel so wrong in the middle, because we have to go through the no's. And you have to remember that if you're getting a million no's and you're landing on a million things that are a no, right? Like this, it still isn't right. It's still not feeling right. It's still not looking right. Back to the drawing board, back to the drawing board, back to the drawing board. How many times did Steve Jobs tell his team, this is unacceptable. You need to remake it. And they said, it's impossible. And he said, it's not impossible. I don't care. Go remake it again. And they remade a better iteration. Right. And that's where we're at. It's like telling people, this isn't it yet. Or telling yourself, this isn't it yet. Another iteration, like go for it again. Go for it again and figure it out until it feels better. And it's not going to be perfect. It's never going to be like, this is it. Oh my God, this is the one we're going to stay with forever. It's like, this is the one for now. This is the one for right now. This one feels good enough. This one feels on point for where we're at. This is what we're doing. Whether you're launching a course, whether you're launching a book, I could have gone back through my book 10,000 more times and gotten every sentence a little bit better. And it wasn't that. It was like, this is it. This is good enough for now. This is where I'm at right now. And we know that even next month, we're going to be more evolved. So find that one that feels good. It feels good enough for now. It feels fitting for now. And the thing that you're like, I'm proud of this. Yep. I can stand back and say, I'm proud of this right now. And I'm a work in progress and I'm evolving. Find that one, do that thing, get that out. But if your gut is like screaming at you that something needs to be redone or changed or upgraded, work on that now. But if it does hold you back from doing the thing that you know needs to come out now, then you need to launch that thing. So you need to sit with yourself and decide, you know, is this the truth? Does this need to come out now or can it come out? And I can tweak it as it goes, right? Can I do like there are things called like pre-launch. There are things called, being able to do like test rounds or things like that. There are test groups that you can put things on as well that you can launch into. So really start thinking about where you're at. And if you're in Death Valley with me and you just need to keep going. So you guys, I love you more than anything. I'm just beyond grateful for this modality that I get to grow with you, learn the lessons with you, speak my truth with you. It truly is just complete therapy for me to be able to connect with you in this way. So I'm so grateful for you for going on this journey with me, for always being right with me in the passenger seat. Or sometimes maybe I would just rather have you in the driver's seat and I'll just talk your ears off while I process in the passenger seat, because clearly I'm a verbal processor. And I just really want to know what your biggest takeaway was if you're right there with me on this journey through social media. So go ahead and tag me and let me know. And as always, you guys, you know that I've added that new episode to the podcast, where you, the community, my amazing people who listen, are going to be able to be on the show. So make sure you text our community number, which is 310-496-8363, and that you text the word podcast to 310-496-8363 for your chance to be featured on the show and get your business out there and get coached live. And, you know, the reason I started this is because I was actually listening to some Elizabeth Gilbert's old podcast, and I'm obsessed with it. And she used to have her people like who used to join her programs and things like that on her show and interviewing them. And it was so relatable for me to say, oh my God, I'm right where these people are. And I so understand this. And these are my questions. And this is what I'm experiencing. And wow, if she can be on the show, maybe I could be on a show, or maybe I could connect in this way. And that's when I wanted to create a platform for everybody who's listening to be able to have that opportunity as well. So I really believe that it's all about creating platforms for people. And if you can add a platform to your business, you'll feel way more connected. You'll start to fall in love with your business all over again. And it gives people hope. It gives people a place where they can get their message out into the world, maybe just a little bit quicker, or maybe to an audience that they weren't able to. So you guys, until next time, earn your happy. Bye everyone. Hey, do you know what the big secret is this year? And it shouldn't be a secret, because this should be your biggest focus. It is building your community. I am always working on building and nurturing my community, and everyone is talking about the power of community. Without an online community, you just cannot grow organically or create a real movement, which is what I know that we're all after. And you can build trust or monetize your audience when you get community right. Not only does your audience grow faster, but so do your sales. But where's everybody going to be managing their communities these days? And a lot of online entrepreneurs and thought leaders are turning to Circle.so. Circle is an all-in-one community platform. It lets you host content and create discussions, live streams, group chats, and memberships all under your own brand. And what's so cool about Circle.so is that you don't even need a website or Facebook group. Instead, Circle lets you build your own community site where you can host content and manage your members. You can even create locked and unlocked content spaces, groups, and classes. How freaking cool is that? You can put your content behind a paywall too, and you can charge different amounts of money for different spaces on your community site. Circle.so is famously easy to use, and it has a free 14-day trial for you, so you can go check it out, see if you like it, see if you love all the options. Just go to circle.so. Go check it out right now, you guys. Imagine being able to manage your community, start group chats and live classes, and accept payments all in one place. Kind of mind-blowing since this is usually spread all over the place. You have to log into so many different things. If this is the year to capture, organize, and monetize your community, head over to circle.so. You can get a free trial and start building your online community right now. Just go to circle.so. You guys, you get the 14-day free trial. So just go and see if it's for you. It's going to streamline everything and make your life so much easier. It's so freaking cool. Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast. And I want to make sure that you have my phone number, and I'm not kidding. Did you know that I have a community text number? For real. My phone number is 310-496-8363. This goes directly to my phone. All you have to do is text the word daily to 310-496-8363. And I literally text you every single day, Monday through Friday. I actually just got done 30 seconds ago texting a bunch of people back. And I talk to you all of the time. You guys, people always ask me how I got my community text number and how it works. Well, all you have to do is you can just go to community.com and get your own. Community makes it easy to get a phone number that you can use to build your audience using text. People just text you at your number and they're added to your group. Then you can text them out audios, video links, anything you want. You guys, I text out happy birthday videos. I love to send podcast links, thoughts about life, book recommendations, different events that I'm doing in the local area. Texting gets me out of the noise of social media and directly into your hand. And now you can start texting your people too. Just go to community.com to get your phone number. They give you a 10-digit real phone number, not those weird short codes that look like spam, but it's more than a phone number. Your new number comes with an inbox for SMS and texting. This means you can actually manage your text list from your computer and an app on your phone. You can schedule texts to send at certain times and to certain groups. You can even set up auto replies or let your assistant or customer service team answer your text messages via Community's awesome dashboard. Just go to community.com and ask for a free demo. They'll show you how it works and get you your number. It's time to start texting your audience versus just posting on social media. Everyone uses Community for that. So go check them out at community.com. I can tell you it's not just great for communicating with my audience, but Chris and I use Community and our texts to also sell out our launches. I'm telling you, you get such an incredible response because you really are creating a true deep sense of community, and it's so intimate. It's freaking amazing. Go check it out at community.com. Hey, I know if you're listening to this podcast that you have big dreams and big goals. And one of the things that can really stop you is struggling with your marketing. Trust me, I have been there. Are you using 10 different systems just to build your online business? Then I want you to try Kajabi. Kajabi helps you build your web pages, set up funnels, and sell your courses, content, coaching, or communities. You've been hearing me talk a lot about funnels on this podcast and the importance of your email list. You can get a free trial at Kajabi.com. That's Kajabi.com. I've talked about Kajabi before, but here's something that's super cool and new.
They just rolled out an AI assistant for creating your online course curriculum. And this means you just type in a topic that you want to create on a course or webinar and bam, it just generates a sample outline for you. It takes a ton of the hard work away. Of course, you're going to customize it to be your own, but this really helps you get over the struggle of how in the world to start, which is where most people stop. If you're like me, starting is always the hardest part, and that's what makes Kajabi so popular. They've made it easier for creators to build web pages, build courses, build coaching programs, build membership sites, build checkout pages, and build email funnels. So if you're struggling with any of those, you gotta go check it out. Go to kajabi.com. Kajabi was really the first all-in-one system and is trusted by over 100,000 creators. I think that's good enough for me. Also as influencers and marketers who use this. And now their smart AI platform makes it easy to take what you know and turn it into an online course and business. Go start building with a free trial at kajabi.com. That's K-A-J-A-B-I.com.